Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, turn our dial up, turn our dial up, turn our dial up. It's coming on, it's coming on.
10 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 10 o'clock on the radio. 10 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 10 o'clock on the radio.
Radio Talk 101.3 with your host Bismarck, with your host Bismarck. Radio Talk 101.3 with your host Bismarck, with your host Bismarck.
Let's talk. Let's talk. Let's talk. Let's talk, let's talk, let's talk, let's talk, let's talk.
Radio Talk 101.3 with your host Bismarck, with your host Bismarck. Radio Talk 101.3 with your host Bismarck, with your host Bismarck.
10 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 10 o'clock on the radio. 10 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 10 o'clock on the radio.
Radio Talk 101.3 with your host Bismarck, with your host Bismarck. Radio Talk 101.3 with your host Bismarck, with your host Bismarck.
Let's talk, 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 let's talk.
Yeah, this is Bismarck on your radio this Wednesday evening right here on Radio Talk 101.3. Hey, keep that dial tuned in because we got a great show for you tonight. The first portion of our show tonight starts at 10 o'clock from 10 to 10:59, and it's focused on Liberia, West Africa. And the second portion of our show starts at 11 till 12, and it's the after party. So keep that dial tuned in because Bismarck is right here on your radio. Gonna be live tonight. It's Wednesday.
Radio
night.
Talk 101.3 with your host Bismarck.
Yeah.
With your host Bismarck. Radio Talk 101.3 with your host Bismarck. With your host Bismarck.
10 o'clock. 10 o'clock. 10 o'clock on the radio. 10 o'clock. 10 o'clock. 10 o'clock on the radio.
Radio Talk 101.3 with your host Bismarck. With your host Bismarck. Radio Talk 101.3 with your host Bismarck. With your host.
America's stepchild, soldiers to buck wild, everybody dying, I see somebody smile.
Now what was the call?
You better ask stepmama.
Cause she was real upset when we went back to mama. She was America's stepchild.
Soldiers and buck wild.
Everybody dying.
I see somebody smiling.
Now what was the call?
You better ask stepmama.
Cause she was real upset when we went back to mama.
So yeah, we did it now when the conflict came. But then I was still a little bored on the scene. Never knew the cause when I heard a gunshot. When I had two choices, either run or get shot. So many cries and so many died. When we act wild, everybody point fingers. Some said it was the crime and they said it was the kill. Some said it was killer and some said it was dope. But what I want to know, where the guns came from, where the bullets came from. B-L-I-B, we don't make nothing. And watch that mama, he stepped in between. They try to put an end to the drama on the scene. What happened to the ties and the bonds that we had? What happened to the relationship from the past? I thought we had love for one another. How come we had to rewatch us and control us? Give us guns to kill our own brothers. Liberian, what happened to Liberia? America's stepchild, soldiers to buck wild.
Everybody dying,
I see somebody smiling.
Now what was the call?
You better ask stepmama.
Cause she was real upset when we went back to mama. It was America's stepchild,
soldiers to buck wild.
Everybody dying,
I see somebody smiling.
Now what was the call?
You better ask stepmama.
Cause she was real upset when we went back to mama. The Lone Star standing, tall and demanding. Answers to the questions like who give all the weapons. Stepmama hit. I love to see the vision. Cause Taylor was a prison set free for her mission. She funded Prince Charles and how she lived with her conscience. Manipulate minds for her greed, that is nonsense. Oh, yeah, her violence is destructional. All over the world is corruption. So tell me why my people fuss. Y'all sit down there like you're denied.
Yeah.
That was the group 420 International, Portugal, an African Child, and the rest with the song Sweet Liberia. You're listening to Bismarck right here on Radio Talk 101.3. The number is 1-917-889-2678. You can call in to holler at your boy, or you can call in to send a request out to a friend or a family, or you can call in to weigh in on a conversation. Keep that dial tuned in. It's Wednesday night, hump day. We're starting a new scheduling program. This is our first night since we got back coming to you on a Wednesday night. We're going to keep upgrading, and we want to thank our fans, friends, and family around the world for your love and support you've been giving us, and we do appreciate it, and we love you too. So keep that dial tuned in, because we into the first portion of our program, Let's Talk, and the first portion is Focus on Liberia. Let's get into something now by Peter Cole called Drop Your Guns. Peter Cole with the song Drop Your Guns. You're listening to the first portion of the program tonight, Focus on Liberia. We're going to give you some headline news from Liberia right now before we get back into some music and some discussion. Liberian government and World Bank signed U.S. $2 million grant renewable energy. The government of Liberia, GOL, and World Bank have signed a $2 million United States dollar grant renewal for energy. Former Auditor General John Mulu fires back. Outgoing Auditor General John S. Mulu has likened his sacking to keeping corrupt officials in power corridors. Two Liberians get 142-month sentence in U.S. Two former humanitarian aid workers were each sentenced by a U.S. court to 142 months in prison for defrauding the United States government. One leg, Lone Star wins Golden Trophy. Lanky, one-legged striker Festus Harrison in the 50th minute put Liberia in the lead. One-legged Lone Star off to Sierra Leone. The Liberian senior amputee football team has departed the country over the weekend to Sierra Leone. Liberia hosted Sierra Leone in blood spatter boxing tournament Friday. A group of professional Liberian boxers hosted the Sierra Leone boxing team in a blood spatter boxing tournament on Friday. You're listening to Bismarck on Radio Talk 101.3. And we're bringing you headline news from Liberia, West Africa. As you know, tonight the program, the first portion of the program is focused on Liberia. Here we have another story, a political story, about Ambassador George Weah, who should have been the standard bearer of the LP party in Liberia. Weah weeps as he bows to Tubman. George Weah's torturous quest for the presidency ended in tears over the weekend when he conceded that leadership comes with responsibility and bowed to Winston Tubman, nephew of late President William Vias Tubman, the ruler who led this country for 27 unbroken years under a de facto one-party state, making him the country's longest-serving leader. The retired football icon, favorite of the urban poor, mainly the youth, could not hold back those flowing tears at his Congress for Democratic Change's CDC's three-day convention in Canada, where he received 111 votes compared to Tubman's 118 votes. Thereby making him take second place as the vice presidential candidate in what many believe was an orchestrated surrender. He made no pretenses either, saying he was making the decision with a heavy heart. In previous interviews, at the notion of being number two, ruling out any rumor that he was preparing to settle for second place. But he told disgruntled followers that politics is not static, meaning he was now changing gear. In further, his followers, he said that the CDC is my greatest job. We have said life is dynamic and not static. There are variables, flexibility, hard work, because power and freedom come with responsibilities. This is the story about Ambassador George Weah, who should have been the stand-up bearer of the LP party, would now consider to the victory of Tubman as the stand-up bearer of the LP party, Winston Tubman. And I said that he's the nephew of the late William V.S. Tubman, former president of the Republic of Liberia. this story speaks volumes, especially pertaining to the members of the CDC. There was one point in time when they were, you know, trying to join ranks with the with Brumskin's party. The LP. They were once trying to join ranks with Brumskin's party, the LP, and that didn't materialize. We had so many conflicting stories about it. And then now we're hearing that the CDC has chosen a new standard bearer, which is Winston Tubman. Tubman became part of this CDC party in just a short time, I think less than 3 months. And now he's the standard bearer of the party. The number is 1-917-889-2678. You can call in to weigh in on the conversation about the changes made in the CDC party. As you know, that's the latest change that was made, but in previous time, members of the party have left the party, and that was heartbroken too. Here's another story from Liberia, more headline news from Africa, Liberia. World Malaria Day, April 25th, 2011. As we observe World Malaria Day on April 25th, it's heartening to see the progress that has been made in delivering malaria prevention tools to those at risk of malaria and providing treatment. Ivory Coast, not yet peace. Ivory Coast, not yet peace. The removal of Laurent Gbagbo as president a fortnight ago in a neighboring Ivory Coast had the whole world excited at the prospects of an immediate peace for that troubled country. Substantial progress against malaria in Africa. We have encouraging news out of Africa this week of World Malaria Day as we take stock of the illnesses and deaths caused by this long time scrunch. You're listening to Bismarck here on Radio Talk 101.3, bringing you the program Let's Talk, the first portion of the program tonight. Which is focused on Liberia. That's from 10 o'clock till 10:59, and the second portion starts at 11 o'clock, which is the after party, and that runs till 12 o'clock. We're about 31 minutes down the hour right now. The number is 1-917-889-2678. You can call in to holler at your boy Bismarck, or you can call in to send a request out to a friend or a family member, or you can just call in to weigh in on a conversation. I want to send a shout out to all our friends, fans, and family around the world. You know, we want to thank you for your love and your support, and we do appreciate you. And it's a pleasure to come to you live on Radio Talk 101.3 to bring you these interesting stories and issues from around the world. As you know, it's Wednesday night, and we're starting a new scheduling program that will run every Wednesday night at the same time from 10 to 12. So keep that dial tuning because you're listening to Bismarck right here on Radio Talk 101.3. We got more stories to bring you. Just keep that dial tuning. If you got something to do, I mean, you got something you need to get something to eat or drink, go ahead and do it right now and get right back to the radio because we got a very interesting program for you. A big ups out there to all the LIB recording artists and musical ambassadors around, I mean, in Liberia and around the world. Big ups to all the African independent recording artists in Africa and around the world, and big ups to all the underground artists around the world. This is Radio Talk 101.3 with your host, Bismarck.
Confusion brings separation. Separation leads to destruction. Destruction. Bring what dedication leads to confusion. Confusion brings separation. Separation leads to destruction. Destruction. People, you must open up your eyes and see. Society changing the bright in front of you and me. Things are not the way they used to be. Everything you see, never believe everything you read. You want dedication, it's a tool that they use to separate us and leave us confused. The mind of a man is his best weapon. Don't want you to believe all you need is a gun. Minister to me, education is the key, but never you believe everything you hear us see.
African child will brainwash education. You're listening to Bismarck right here on Radio Talk 101.3. The number is 1-917-889-2678. You can call in to holler at your boy, or you can call in to send a request out to a friend or a family, or you can call in to weigh in on the conversation pertaining to Focus on Liberia. It's Bismarck right here on your radio. This is something
many times I wish I stayed in that lobby way longer. Right. Had time to grow, build memories stronger.
Are you
but then it may not have been sweet Liberia. More like war from the city to the interior. They did that cut you wrong. I blame stepmama. They do it all over the world. They like too much power. But then we blame ourselves for the shit they caused. Today they should pay for all the lies that was lost. Cause God on our side. Been at the bottom so we can only rise. Oh my, then he can hear all your cries. It's gonna be alright, so wipe their tears on your eyes. The love of liberty, though the road was bittersweet. Our history, them built the foundation for a legacy. Long as LIB blood in my veins, it only makes sense that I break from the chains. Oh, I break from the chains, hey, yeah, God. Hey, break from the chains, hey, yeah. Break from the cheese, yeah, yeah, God. I said, break from the cheese, yeah, God. I said, break from the cheese, yeah, 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 God. Break from the cheese, yeah, yeah, God. We said, break from the cheese, yeah, God. I said, break from the cheese, my people, break from the cheese. Come on, you come on, now, come on, break from the cheese. I said, break from the cheese, my people, break from the cheese. Come on, how can ignorance be bliss, man? Liberty is paradise. You need to stop me living as a slave. It's a better life. Locked in a mental prison. Clouded out, block your vision. Blinded from your true potential. Everybody got a mission. I gotta live my life to be free of stress. There's so many aim higher than the chief of staff. And that's enough to make your soul cry. Some of us will grow wide. All we know is that it hurts and that it's no lie. Cause it's hard tripping through a thrill of faith. One turn on the right path can tell your fate. Then you're feeling like a captain from a jump off boat. Like a slave on a ship wanna give up hope. Now, the thought of what I'm destined to be has erased any negative thought. Life is a blessing, you see. Cause I live free to see my destiny. I told God I'm a star, that's the best in me. When I broke from the cheese, yeah, God. I said, broke from the cheese, yeah, yeah, yeah. Broke from the cheese, yeah, yeah, yeah. I said, I broke from the cheese, yeah, yeah, yeah.
From Liberia, former Auditor General John Molu fires back. Says corrupt officials remain in power corridors. From the Daily Observer. Outgoing Auditor General John S. Molu has likened his sacking to keeping corrupt officials in power corridors. It is important to sack a well-performing auditor general for a purported disrespect, but to keep the corrupt in the corridors of power. He said in an apparent response to President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf's refusal to renominate him for the coveted job for reasons blamed on his alleged disrespect to her office. Malu, 37, did not, however, give specifics on corrupt officials that are parading the corridors of power, but most audit reports in his four-year reign at the General Auditing Commission revealed massive waste and mismanagement of public resources by officials involved. In his fitting farewell speech at the GAC Wednesday, he told a visible disappointed staff, "This is Liberia, our country, one nation, indivisible, but for the benefit of a few. In life, integrity, and independent thinking matters, as one day we shall die and be held accountable by God." He also preferred losing the U.S. $15,000 per month job to losing his integrity, principle, and independence. "I will never say I will be back," he said in what appeared to be a stark reminder of the day when embattled President Charles Taylor, seeking the divine providence of the Almighty God, made similar remarks when he was being bundled into a plane bound for exile in Nigeria by African leaders. The controversial Auditor General said, "I have not left and will not leave, as it is important to keep fighting on." He will remain engaged in the fight against corruption. He said, "I am glad audit reports are constitutional documents with no statute of limitation." Reflecting on his tenure, he said it was a difficult challenge to face an entrenched arcade social order and successfully build a credible and professional auditing institution in a country wherein everyone has agreed that corruption is systematic and impunity is the rule of the day. The GAC staff has been with him from Sundays to Sundays throughout the 4 years fighting corruption. "I am glad that the staff of the GAC were able and willing to demonstrate that there are young and professional Liberians who can put this nation first with the highest level of ethical standards. There was no incidence of bribe or a compromised report for the past 4 years." GAC staff lives mainly on their salaries. "I have asked them to remain committed to the fight against corruption, as this too is our country." He remains hopeful that the fight against corruption will continue in full swing. "The sustainable democracy builds a lasting democracy not on the foundation of corruption. It is also impossible to build a sustainable democracy on impunity. Instead, the foundation for any democracy is contained in the rule of law, accountability, and transparency. Corruption and impunity undermine these three cardinal pillars." In his view, corruption and financial mismanagement undermine the well-being of the entire citizens, creating the lack of confidence in the leadership of government to improve the collective well-being of the people. Malu then warned that unless Liberians fight corruption to protect public resources, they will continue to see Ghana as the number one tourist destination and the place a Liberian has to go to save his or her life when faced with health problems. Wow. Our democracy will remain in trouble unless there is maximum commitment at the highest levels of government to ensure that corruption is reduced or eliminated. According to him, maximum commitment must be demonstrated through moral clarity and purposeful agenda. Our commitment must be unequivocal and categorical, he pointed out, saying that he has told the leadership of this country that the best way to reduce corruption is to limit the opportunity for employees and officials to engage in fraud, waste, and abuse of public resources. This is achievable when we commit ourselves to putting into place effective system and control over financial management and program execution, Molu contended. He also cautioned that in the absence of effective systems and controls in the next 20 years, and it has been the case in past 163 years, each audit will reveal massive mismanagement of public resources to the disadvantage of the ordinary Liberians. He said he devoted between 80 and 90% of his audits on issues of systems and controls and compliance with existing laws. Even though he submitted numerous reports implicating public officials in debt and other financial impropriety, he was powerless under the law to implement them. While it is not being my place to argue for the implementation of the findings of the audit reports, I believe it would be prudent to do so not only to limit corruption, but to build local and international confidence in government as a good stewardship for internally, generally cash flow and donor funding. Significant private sector borrowing in the international financial marketplace to finance long-term investments in productive assets will also depend on reliable and accurate financial statements, as Liberia will be required to be rated by Moody's or S&P as Ghana, Botswana, etc. He also called for a political will to ensure an effective enforcement mechanism to punish people who engage in corruption. The general attitude amongst lawless and corrupt people who often say, "Nothing will happen to me," has got to be brought to an end. As such, a culture of impunity only increases the number of people who will join the corruption bandwagon, with the ultimate belief that they will go scot-free. In the end, youth employment will continue to remain high, as I have indicated time and time again, that corruption does not create jobs. Bogus companies that are used to steal public monies also do not create jobs, as they are created for the sole purpose of undermining the public trust and impoverish the ordinary Liberians. This is a report from Daily Observer in Liberia. Former Auditor General John Molo fires back. He's making some very interesting points, and you know, I will agree with him on some points. You know, on a lot of points. You know, something has to be done to, I won't say, you know, minimize corruption. I won't say that. I would say something has to be done to eradicate corruption. Because this has been the source of the downfall of Liberia, you know, and this creates, this continuously creates the gap between the rich and the poor. The poor remains poor and gets poorer, and the rich gets richer. You know, something has to be done. You know, I believe in the governance, you know, and the leadership of Madam Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, you know, who is now the president of Liberia. And I think she should be given a second term, you know, because looking at the progress she has made in a short time in comparison with the former presidents of Liberia, you know, I call them rulers, the former rulers of Liberia, you know, she has done, you know, she has done very well, you know. She has regained the reputation of Liberia in the world, you know, because of her leadership and governance, you know, there is some sort of stability in the country and investors are flowing in. For this reason, you know, countries that were owed debt by Liberia, they have been waived. And these are all good things that are happening in Liberia. But the problem here is, you know, not the leadership, not the presidency. The problem is the members of government. You know, it's from the judiciary down to the members of, you know, the members of cabinet and all of that. You know, this pattern of who knows you is still going on in Liberia, you know, family and friendship. You know, so nothing gets done to those who are caught embezzling funds, you know, money from the Liberian government. You know, like the former general auditor general, Mr. John Mulu, said, you know, he did, you know, find corrupt practices by members of government and he reported it. But it wasn't his place to carry on the investigation or the, you know, the prosecution of them. I mean, there are branches of government, you know, that undertake these various legal and constitutional engagements, you know. And even the president is not the president position to do that, you know. There's a system of government, and the system of government has to work. But there is a break in the system of government because it's mainly happening in a judiciary system where there should be where law and order should be practiced. You know, that's where it's been broken, and it's creating problems for the presidency. Now, I look at it this way, you know, this is an intentional sabotage towards the president of Liberia. You know, this is all in the interest of trying to destroy her governance, you know, trying to paint a bad picture for her government, you know, to show that it's not functional, it's corrupt. I mean, she's not corrupt. She has turned down a lot of envelopes, you know, a lot of offers, and she did it publicly. She's not corrupt. You know, she's doing her best. This woman is, I mean, she has brought a kind of prestige to the presidency of Liberia again. You know, not just in Liberia, but in Africa. She has brought leadership back. She has brought true governance back. You know, she has brought a true system of government, you know. And this is an example to Africa, to Liberia, Africa, and the world. And, you know, we should be proud of her. But here you have these men who have always led Liberia, who have always been in control of the situation in Liberia and in Africa, and have had this knowledge that, you know, women were second class, you know, and men were to rule. But now we're seeing that, you know, that's not the case, you know. Men have taken advantage in the past, you know, and they are still taking advantage. Come an example, Gbagbo from Ivory Coast, who refused to concede to Ouattara, who won the presidency in Ivory Coast. Another one is Gaddafi in Libya. Over 40 years, in Kada and in Libya. I mean, he overstayed. Here you have a Babu, Lawrence Babu, who's now, he's now being investigated by the World Court for World Crime Against Humanity. And he was there for 10 plus years. He overstayed also. I mean, this has been the practice of, you know, African presidents, you know. I won't call them leaders because they're not leaders. They're rulers, you know. And here this Madam Ellen Johnson Sirleaf is trying to change this president of what it is to be a president of a nation, you know, true leadership and true governance. So I applaud her, and, you know, I applaud the former Auditor General, John Molu, for, you know, his job in finding and in pointing out these corrupt leaders, you know, because it took a bold step, you know, to do what he did, because in the past you would have been killed for that. This Bismarck right here on Radio Talk 101.3, and you've been listening to the program Let's Talk. The first portion of the program focus on Liberia. It's about 4 minutes down the hour. The number is 1-917-889-2678. By 11, we're going to be drifting into the after party and the call out, but we're still going to be, you know, touching on some important issues in Liberia, Africa, and the world. So, keep that dial tuned in, and you can still call in 1-917-889-2678 and highlight your boy, or call in to send a request out to a friend or a family member. This Bismarck on Radio Talk 101.3. Let's get into something now. Let's get into a song now by Kobe Maxwell, Ghanaian recording artist Kobe Maxwell, featuring LIB recording artist Chris DeShiel on the song Do It. It's the title track from the movie Paparazzi. It's Bismarck on Radio Talk 101.3.
Oh, Chris DeShiel, Kobe Maxwell. I'm
Yeah, that was Kobe Maxwell, Ghanaian recording artist Kobe Maxwell, with the song Do It featuring LIB recording artist Chris DeShiel. Yeah, we just got through with the program Focus on Liberia, and it's now time for the after party and the call out. Yeah, that runs from 11 o'clock till 12 o'clock, so keep that dial tone in and sit by the phone, because you never know, we might hit you up. Hey, you remember we got Black Diamond back from Liberia. He went to Liberia to for his tour, and he's back in town, so we're going to try to give him a shout-out, you know, a welcome back home to LIB recording artist Black Diamond. So, ladies and gentlemen, keep that dial tuned in, because we're going to be hollering at LIB recording artist Black Diamond. It's a surprise.
Hey, ladies
call.
And gentlemen, you have reached the one and only Black
home.
Diamond. Welcome to my word. Stay blessed.
Hey, that was Black Diamond. He's not home, but we're going to holler at him later. He went to Liberia for a tour, and he's back in town. We're going to have him on the shore to find out about his tour in Liberia. So you all going to hear about it. Keep that dial tuned. And also one highlight, LIB recording artist Tusi. You know, Tusi went to Liberia too, and he's back. We're going to have him on for an interview also, and we're going to hear all about, you know, what went down in LIB and how it was. But keep that dial tuned in, because you're tuned into Radio Talk 101.3, and you're listening to your favorite host, Bismarck. It's Wednesday night, and we're starting a new program. We're going to be coming to you live every Wednesday night, same time, same station.
You're tuned in to Radio Talk 101.3 with your host, Bismarck. Bismarck is on the radio right now.
Yeah, Bismarck is on your radio right now. I just want to let you know that on Friday, we're going to be doing an interview with Mr. Leo Mulba. So make sure you tune in for that interview with Leo Mulba on Friday. He's the interim chairman for the Unity Party in Georgia. And he's also the president of, the Sinocon Association. And then on Saturday night, same time, same station, we're going to be doing an interview with LIB recording artist and musical ambassador Charlotte Wanje. Yeah. She's hot. We're going to be doing an interview live on Radio Talk 101.3 on Saturday. You know the show starts at 10 o'clock, so make sure you tune in on time to catch that interview with LIB recording artist Charlotte Wanje. Yeah, we're going to be talking about her life, her music, you know, her tours and projects she got in the making. And it's going to be a very interesting interview, so make sure you tune in for that interview with LIB recording artist Charlotte Wanje. And on Friday is the interview with the interim chairman of the Unity Party of Georgia, Mr. Leo Mulba, live right here on our Radio Talk 101.3. We're going to be talking to him about the Unity Party in Georgia and their plans and what's in progress already. Because they've already started, their momentum. Tune in at 10 p.m. for the interview with Mr. Leo Mulba, president of Bone County Association, interim chairman for the Unity Party, Georgia. you know, for Focus on Liberia. We're going to be focusing on Liberia with him on Friday, where he's going to be giving his views on pertaining to the Unity Party, the political scene in Liberia, and the link between the Unity Party members here and those in Liberia. And also on Saturday, don't forget, LIB recording artist and musical ambassador Charlotte 1J is going to be live on Radio Talk 101.3. She's going to be talking to us about her music, her life, you know, her tour and projects in the making. So make sure you tune in Friday and Saturday, same time, same station. Yeah. The number is 1-917-889-2678. You can call in to holler at your boy. You can call in to send a request out to a friend or family. It's time now for the program, the after party, and the call out. We're going to start the show tonight with something from Charlotte 1J, LIB recording artist, the song. Got to love.
Really know what if I do you next second, so I'm just trying to figure you then. know that what's another doing another hurt you. Me gotta love, me gotta love, me gotta giddy giddy. Me gotta love, me gotta love, me gotta shorty shorty. Me gotta love, me gotta love, me gotta make it feel. You better spend a swap on that love. Me gotta love, me gotta love, me gotta giddy giddy. Me gotta love, me gotta love, me gotta shorty shorty. Me gotta love, me gotta love, me gotta make it feel. You better spend a swap on that love.
Charlotte 1J, LIB recording artist and musical ambassador, going to be right here on Saturday. Tune in at 10 o'clock on Saturday for that interview with LIB recording artist and musical ambassador, Charlotte 1J. Going to be live right here with Bismarck on Radio Talk 101.3. Yeah, you tune in to the after party and the call out, so keep that dial. Tune in. Let's get into something now by LIB recording artist Sugar Vaughn, the song Dangerous World. Here on Radio 101.3. free with your host, Bismar.
Yeah, let's get it's your boy RJ. Yeah, it's your boy RJ.
Time is up.
I
know you're going to dig this.
Yeah, it's your boy RJ. Nasty Nate. Dedicated to all you washed up players out there. Y'all made a thing.
Okay,
your time's up.
Tick tock, time's up, I'm not feeling it. She's not your girl, so stop thinking it. Got the corner, them roses, you killing it. Never got a number, but claim you been hitting it. I'm feeling her, you sweating her. New kid on the block, and I'm doing her. You sort of a mind prisoner. Keep dreaming, she loves you, don't get enough. I'm the man of her dreams, so stop faking it. Keep on making her scream, so stop looking in. Kiss a dream goodbye, cause your history never been so close, so get the hell out the way. I'm touching her, you jerking off. You smelling her socks and I'm bathing her. I'm loving her, you stalking her. I'm a possum, Chris, so stop sticking her.
Tick-tock, I'm really not having it. Fuck with the kid, your time is up anyway. I'm fool, she wants to beat it up right away. Fuck with RJ, get your ring
that away.
I'm really not having it. Fuck with the kid, your time is up anyway. I'm fool, she wants to beat it up right away. Fuck with RJ and get your rig that away.
Oh yeah, crazy for this one, RJ. It's your boy Nasty Nate. Your time is up. Oh yeah, your time is up, but keep on moving. Faster process, today I'm blooming. Shining, trying to get one touch. Ever seen two niggas as fly as us? Be the best, every time we fly we touch. Money, so baby come fly with us. Plus, really ain't no need for the rush. So come back to my place so we can discuss positions. A bit in that you the shit. She got this MC Hammer cause she too legit. RJ, Nasty, how true is this? You make a grown man cry if you resist. So swing my way, the things I say can make our love rock like this Sade. I'm so parquet, that means I'm butter. Your time is up, nigga, did I stutter?
Tick-tock, I'm really not having it. Fuck with the kid, your time is up anyway. I'm who she wants to beat it up right away. Fuck with RJ, and get your ring that away.
That away, that away, that away, that away, that away.
Tick-tock, I'm really not having it. Fuck with the kid, your time is up anyway. I'm who she wants to beat it up right away. Fuck with RJ and get your wig that away.
That away, that away, that away, that away.
Ha-ha. I'm back. RJ.
I'ma put you to bed and start licking it. From your head to your toes and then back again. Sucking all of your thighs before licking it. Got you really moaning, but soon you'll be grabbing it. You telling me, please put it in. Beat it up with my stick and then make a scream. I'm going deep, you feeling me. Make a body to shake and come on me.
Yeah. Shit RJ. But you didn't think I was coming back, did you? Nasty Nate, up in the studio. Guess what, suckers? I'm back!
This far, they know who I'm on. I'm a superstar. I'm a superstar.
I'm a superstar.
I'm a superstar.
I
can't turn back. I done made it this far. They know who I'm on. I'm a superstar. I'm a superstar.
I'm a superstar.
I'm a superstar.
I'm a superstar.
My life, I'll be
lane. It is not entertainment. It's the hater in the judge's chair at my arraignment. Sometimes I'd rather life, sometimes I'd rather death. There's certain tricks to the trade I haven't mastered yet. Certain folks I've been dying to meet. Plus I hold the hood down. Why? I am the street. So surviving in the street is like a science to me. GMH, LIP, and who they trying to be. Thank God I haven't been in a cell in 4 years. Rest in peace, Charlie, Sony girl, we poor tears. One of these days, I'm running away. Seeing a lot of close friends get money astray. Right now, my main focus is making green. Rappers plan B, your main focus is chasing dreams. A whole lot of truth mixed with pain. Wish you get a supreme, my chill is the game.
I can't turn back, I done made it this far. They know who I'm all. I'm a superstar, I'm a superstar.
I'm a superstar.
I'm a superstar.
Oh,
I can't turn back, I done made it this far. They know who I'm all. I'm a superstar.
I'm a superstar.
I'm a superstar. I'm trying to be the best rebel I can be. God in me, though I know the devil's watching me. Chase supreme, the new modern day Socrates. African, show up to your party with some soccer cleats. With my past, I'm shocked that I'm living this long. That's the main reason why my heart entered this song. I like to get high and wish on a star. Make it big, made a wish, kiss my chick on her arm. I could have been with some crooked guys, cooking pies. The difference between very pride and full of pride. Wanna know who Chase Supreme is? Look inside. The results may shock you. Don't look surprised, don't go by what you see when you Google me, nigga. Chase face bars Supreme, get used to me, nigga. In my future, hot women in my fast car. Another day in the life of a rap star.
I done made it this far. They know who I'm all. I'm a superstar. I'm a superstar.
I'm a superstar.
I'm a superstar.
I
can't turn back. I done made it this far. They know who I'm all. I'm a superstar. I'm a superstar.
I'm a superstar.
I'm a superstar.
Jay Supreme, LIB recording artist with a song, Superstar.
DJ Petit, c'est Machine Gun, on va ouais, truc et truc, entre un riche, LIB. On show et toi, tu dis quoi là? Oh, attends là, arrête de faire le malin là. À te voir.
Shoot a song when I seen her. Exposed on the side of my beamer. Hip so mesmerized on the keeper. Shorty hot like ether. His soul mesmerized in the keeper. Shorty hot like ether.
Hands down, you and they better leave her. Baby said, okay, she a trooper. Me walk up, talk, can't chase her. She'll come at the UT sneaker. Post up by the bar, she'll meet ya. She has had a two teacher to preach her. First off, you will love when I meet ya. Hands bring her no toes, I'll brought her. Make you feel like you're the only one. Like you're the number one. Got you popping bottles like a dog. Drop about 5 G's just to have fun.
Just so mesmerized in the key.
LL1J, LIB recording artist and musical ambassador with the song Turn It Up. You're listening to Bismarck right here on Radio Talk
101.3. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Everybody, everybody, everybody. Now to celebrate. 1989, 1941. And from it, so many people died.
Oh, no.
World War I, so many souls were lost. World War II, if the children die, no more war.
People, they got it,
no more war.
They got it,
oh man, they got it. Congratulations,
they got it.
Like
people, they got it.
President, congratulations.
Passion, 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 passion.
Come on.
Oh, no. She's all that old.
8-deck song, All I Want. It's Bismarck right here on your radio, Radio Talk 101.3. Let's get into something now by PUG production artist Big Moet, known as Big Mo, with the song Drop.
Tuned into one of the biggest movements in the world, shout out to the world. Big Mo, Young Calico.
Now let me see you drop, 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 drop. Now let me see you drop, 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 and stop. Girl, I've been hurt.
Heart attack flow, I can make it hard. heart stop. Got a roller coaster style, I can make your heart drop.
Surf a dance for Shake a D. I'm in the club, you know where the woman be. I'm so fly, I'm feeding up the energy. You know niggas be hating.
Just a breeze,
just breathe.
Just breathe.
Inhale,
inhale.
This music. Places that you can never go. You stuck in your spot and you can never leave. While I'm overseas, picks with exotic trees. You got a class on him, steady hanging on him. Not knowing I'm Christopher Magnificent. If Cyrus be the green and catch the fast draw, that means she coming at your neck if you cash on. You know the kid pimping, I'm repping for my fan. It's cash on, boy, and L.I. be the land.
Bismarck right here on Radio Talk 101.3. And you're listening to the program, The After Party. And we've been grinding you down the songs of LIB recording artists mostly, and other African artists and artists from around the world. And we've been taking it kind of nice and slow here, you know. Not on the slow pace, but you know what I'm saying, you know. Keeping it nice and funky right here. So let's get into something now by Shala Wanjay, LIB recording artist and musical ambassador. She's going to be on Saturday night live on Radio Talk 101.3 doing an interview right here with me, Bismarck. So make sure you tune in. Yeah, it's going to be live. Let's get into the song, Put It On Me.
Give me Designer. I think she's taking a trip to Liberia. It's been a long time. Big ups to her. Kotu Mo. Yeah, I like her designs. And big ups to all the LIB radio stations, you know, LIB Web Radio, Radio LIB, Africa TV One. I want to say big ups to my boy, Pudu God, Africa TV One. He's a LIB recording artist and music ambassador also. Pudu, big ups. Big ups, let's say big ups to Jay Supreme on Being Chosen for the Ludacris competition. Big ups to Jay Supreme. Big ups to Black Diamond. He's back. You know, welcome back. 2C, 2C's back. You know what I'm saying? Big ups to all the LIB recording artists. Big ups to my boy Bucky Roy, coming out with that new mixtape, you know, the Baking Soda Diet. You know, big ups to African Mogul International, you know what I'm saying? Big ups to Sugar Vaughn, LIB recording artists. Big ups to POG Production, you know, they're doing the thing, you know. You know, I want to say a shout out to all our fans, friends, and family around the world, you know, from Bismarck and Radio Talk 101.3. Make sure you tune in same time, same station. It's about time to get out of here. Make sure you tune in same time, same station. We're going to be here tomorrow night, same time, same station, and Friday and Saturday. And don't forget to tune in Friday for the interview with the interim chairman of the Unity Party in Atlanta, Georgia, Mr. Leo Mulba, on Friday, and then on Saturday, the interview with LIB recording artist, musical ambassador, Charlotte 1J. Make sure you tune in. There's Bismarck right here on Radio Talk 101.3 this Wednesday night. You know, it's always hump day, it's hump night right now. Take me kind of easy. Yo, it's about time for us to get out of here, but make sure you join the same time, same station. Have a blessed evening. You know, drive safely. Don't drink and drive. Hey, buckle up, you know, before you take off. Remember, Jesus loves you. We love you. And love, peace, and happiness, and justice for all around the world. And big ups to all this Bismarck. Let's get out of here with something by LIB recording artist, Sugar Vaughn, the song, You're My Everything. Hey, it's Bismarck.
Hey,
peace.
Baby, what's up? I just want to talk to you.
Oh, what's up?
You doing all right?
I'm all right.
Sit down a little bit.
Do you really care? 'Cause I know I'm
appreciate that you love what I do, and you do appreciate what I bring home. Yeah, I ain't no big baller, but yeah, you love me for who I am, baby. Yeah, I know it'd be nice if I could give you diamonds, but the love I give has no price. And if you were smart, you'd think twice before you react and let this love survive. Hurt you, but no, baby. All I want to do is just love you and take care of you and show you that I care. Yeah, from my heart, from my soul, you my everything, you know, girl. What was in the past was in the past. Let's not bring up the past. Yeah, let's live our lives on for another day, a better day for you and me, you know.
Do you really love me?